Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
You are perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for wrong. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from earth below. Your defender. say
hallelujah.
You're worthy of every for worship here. So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Come on. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We bless your name. We honor you, O God. We thank you for guiding us and protecting us. We thank you that you are always with us, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We give you all glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, this morning we come to your throne of grace. And we ask you, O God, to be merciful unto us. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So, Father, we cry out for mercy this morning. We ask you to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew our right and steadfast spirit within us, O God. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us, O God. Have mercy upon our children, our grandchildren, our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon those that are connected to us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. O Father, we thank you for your mercy in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. We release the blood of Jesus in this service, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives. Oh God, in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood. Thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Our environment in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Holy am I said, we precious blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren, our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews. Father God, we put the armor of God and the armor of light on, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we thank you for the armor. Hallelujah. The armor of God and the armor of light. In the name of Jesus, Father, we put on the helmet of salvation. Father God, we thank you, O God. We come fully dressed this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your armor, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around our children. Fire around our grandchildren. Oh, Father God, the wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. There's no one greater than you, O God. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Fall fresh on us, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Father, we thank you for the refreshing in the Spirit. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that not the anointing from yesterday, but the fresh oil, the fresh anointing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for the fresh oil and the fresh anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. And we magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you. We worship you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hover over every area of our lives. Let your light shine that others may see and glorify your name. Spirit of the living God, we empty ourselves of ourselves. We ask you to pour into us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless your name. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning to all those that are just joining us. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to go back to the scripture on 2 Chronicles 6. And I want to break it down a little bit more. We're going to, not 6, 2 Chronicles 7. 7, I'm sorry. 2 Chronicles 7. And I'm just going to start with 14, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, praise and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal the land. Hallelujah. Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Lord, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If my people, we have established the fact that God is talking about the Christian, his children, his kingdom sons and daughters. Hallelujah. So we have established that fact. Then the next one shall humble themselves. Hallelujah. What is God saying? Shall humble themselves. So we're going to look a little bit like we did yesterday at humility. What is God speaking of humble themselves? But when you look at verse 13, when God is speaking and answering Solomon's prayer, he said, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or set pestilence among my people. So what is God saying? He's saying when he shut up heaven that he's not going to hear our prayers. Pestilence will take over. The heavens are shut, maybe because of mostly sin, disobedience, doing things in our own way, worshiping other gods, or just disobedient, rebellious. And so God said, if I shut up heaven, he wants us to come to him in humility. In humility. Hallelujah. The first thing we got to do is to come in humility to the Lord. We can't just pray without coming in humility. Hallelujah to Almighty God. That means humility, we have that meekness, that compassion, that we don't blame others. I'm just breaking some stuff down. We accept the responsibilities of our actions. Yes, Lord, we have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. Yes, Lord, we've done this. We've done that. You know, when you come in humility, you come in truth. You're not coming in arrogance. I didn't do it. This person did it and that person. We accept the responsibility of our behavior. As children of God, yes, I did this. We walk in the truth. Hallelujah. We come free from pride and arrogance. Where biblical humility is the recognition of the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then submitting to that authority, submitting to Christ. James 4 says, humble yourself in the presence, the sight of the Lord, and he will exalt you. He will exalt you. It is a mandate, hallelujah, to be oriented to divine authority and occupied with Christ. In other words, so that we solely depend and rely on Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Jesus himself humbled himself even unto death, even to obedience. He went to the cross. He took the form, just to take the form of a man. That's humility. Hallelujah. Unto death on the cross. He could have done so much that did this and did that. He had the authority, but he humbled himself. God cannot stand a prideful person. When you want to know when someone is prideful, you will hear the word I did this, I did that, I. And that's you're saying I, that means you're not saying, oh, the Lord did this. You know, when people say, I perform a miracle, no, you didn't perform a miracle. It's the Lord used you as a vessel to perform a miracle. He used you as a vessel. It is God who did it. Hallelujah. When we prophesy, it is He who is using us as vessels, as His mouthpiece. It doesn't come from our intellect, from our, no, it comes from God. So when we start saying this, where I did this, I did that, and we take, say everything is we, I, that means we do not carry that spirit of humility. Hallelujah. So we, the first thing we have to do when the heavens are shut in our lives, we have to come with the spirit of humility. And it's something great to have, because it's a state of honor and integrity. Hallelujah. That we reverence God. Hallelujah. And we honor Him when we are humble, when we surrender completely to Him, not just lip service, but by submitting and being obedient to Him. Humility is the one of, and it's powerful. It's a powerful key. When we look at 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, let me read 1 Peter 5. Let's start from 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elders. All of you be subject to another, and be clothed with humility. Lord, clothe me with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. He resists the proud and He gave us grace to the humble. So we clothe in humility. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and that He may exalt you in due time. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things I've noticed sometimes when you go into some of the African prayer services, and we're doing these powerful prayers or whatever they say, and then you hear the pastor, I command, you cannot command God. First of all, when you come with that, you are coming in that I spirit, that pride folks, who are you? I demand you do this and that. I demand you do that. Even according to your word, I demand. No, you are being very disrespectful. You will even do that. You know, how can you go to your parents, your earthly parents, and say, oh, mommy, I demand that you give me this because you said you would give it to me. So I demand. Just imagine us going to our parents and I demand that you give me that. That is not how you approach God. And so many times when I see that, do not follow that path, because that is a disrespectful way. Even though God word said, God will tell us do this and do that, and we stand on His word and promises, but we can't go with that. We're demanding. Who are we? If you continue going like that, what will happen? The heavens will remain closed. You got to humble yourself, you know, before Almighty God, and He will exalt us in due time. Psalm 34, verse 2, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah. God 56, let me make sure I have the right script. Psalm 56, I think it's verse 11, if I'm not mistaken. Please bear with me. Hallelujah. Psalm 56, verse 11 says, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. That means when you humble yourself, you totally trust God. So when you totally trust God, you will not be afraid of what anybody can do to you. But if you totally trust yourself, get ready. Because guess what? You'll mess up. We don't even know ourselves like God knows us. So we don't trust in men. We don't trust in ourselves as who know us. Hallelujah. That is humility. Humility, too, when you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Hallelujah. We start like that because you're even humbling yourself to receive Christ. Hallelujah. Even to walk up down the aisle. Some people will not walk up the aisle to receive Christ because they're embarrassed or ashamed, or they will not stand up. But when you walk up or when you stand up, you are in submission. You say, Lord, I give it all to you. That's humility. Hallelujah. So the first thing, we have to be humble. Hallelujah. One of the things that God, it is pride. The opposite of humility is pride. And this is the reason Satan was cast out of heaven, because he was full of pride. Pride. He wanted to be, if you look in Isaiah 14, 12 to 14, you see that he wanted to exalt himself. He wanted to be like God. He was full of pride, and this is when he got all the, one-third of the angels to join him in heaven. And Satan was one of the cherubs, one of the angels that walked with God into places that others did not walk. Other angels. Satan was a cherub who was in charge of the music, the worship in heaven. Ezekiel 28, let's look at this. So if you got to be careful with that spirit of pride. And there's something that every one of us have to pray to be clothed continuously in humility, because God hates to be full of pride. Ezekiel 28. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me find this scripture. Therefore, thus says, because thou hast set, okay, let me start with the first one. Therefore, thus says the Lord, because thou hast set thy heart as the heart of God, behold, therefore I will bring treasures upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defy thy brightness. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the death of them that are slain in the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. When you are prideful, these are some of the things that judgment that will come. You can't come to God with haughtiness and say, Lord, forgive me. No. A contrite, you have to be broken and come to God with that heart of humility. Amen. And you look in the Ezekiel 28, again, let's look at this. Son of man, take us lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus says the Lord, thy sealed of the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty, that has been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, that's Satan, the sardius, the topaz, the diamonds, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle and gold, the workmanship of the tabrets and of the pipes was prepared in thee the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so that thou was upon the holy mountain of God, that has walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways from that day thou was created till iniquity was born in thee. That's pride. That this is God speaking about Satan. By thy multitude of thy mercy that they have filled the midst of thee with violence, thou hast sinned therefore with the mountain of God. Satan was cast out. I will destroy thee, all covering cherub, from the midst of the stone of fire. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defied thy sanctuary, and you can go. And you see, this is what God kicked Satan and the one-third of the angels that were war in heaven. Because of pride, he wanted to be like God, and he's still here trying to manipulate people to worship him and to do what he wants them to do. Do not follow the father of pride, Satan, because hates the prideful persons. He wants us to be humble. So if my people who are called by my name shall humble, humility, Kaspara in humility. If you go to a person and you come with your arrogant ways, that person will say no. But you go humble and you ask someone with humility, you will have that favor. Humility will empower you to go to great heights in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us be clothed with the humility of Jesus Christ. So even when we fall, or even when things happen, when we can come with truth, with humility before the Lord, and with a repentant heart, and you cannot fool God. You can fool man, but we cannot fool God. God will forgive, and he will heal. He will send the rain. Our lives will be watered. All the nations will be watered that we're praying for. And life will move as it's supposed to be. Yes, there will be trials and tribulation, but it will not be because of pridefulness in the name of Jesus. If you're walking in the true spirit of humility, let us pray. Father, this morning we thank you for your word. Clothe us with humility in the name of Jesus in our walk with you. Help us to show love and kindness, and compassion and humility for others. Teach us, O God, and lead us. We surrender all our weaknesses to you. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So we give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.